Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show, where we invite e-commerce entrepreneurs, marketers, and agencies to talk about e-commerce, the best strategies and tactics, and what to implement in your own e-com store. Before we jump into this episode, I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode. E-commerce bundles. When it comes to e-commerce growth, most business owners and marketers, they just think about acquisition of more traffic and more customers. What they don't really think about is that actually this is the hardest part to grow your e-commerce business. And other easier ways are increasing the customer retention or increasing the average order value or even the conversion rate of the website. These three other levers that you can use, and typically they are much easier than generating more traffic, buying more traffic to your website. And now I will show you one way how to increase your average order value, and this is e-commerce bundling. Let me tell you a real example. The other day I went to Amazon and I wanted to try a sleep supplement, a calming supplement. It's called Ashwagandha. It's an Indian herbal medicine. But when I went to the product page, I could see a bundle on the product page, which was another sleep supplement that I could add together with Ashwagandha and make them a bundle with some kind of discount. And actually I decided so I got the two products together in a bundle with some discount. And what do you think how Amazon knew that I looked for that product? It assumed, based on the previous purchase history of other buyers of that Ashwagandha product, that supplement, that they also bought the chamomile extract together. And as it turned out, the reason, because a famous health expert, scientist, Andrew Huberman, maybe you know him, so he suggests these products together. And actually so many people, they went to Amazon and they got Ashwagandha and chamomile together that now Amazon, it recommends the two products together. So the main benefit of bundling is increasing the average order value, sometimes even the conversion rate. But there are other added benefits. So one thing is that actually it can differentiate your brand. Just think about Dollar Shave Club or Lumin Skin. Dollar Shave Club, basically they came up with a package which is highly affordable for most men, and it bundles products together that a man really needs for shaving. So you get the razor, you get some blades, you get the cream that you need, so all of that, and it's highly affordable. And actually they created something new on the market. You could get these separately online, but in this package with this price, this was a new thing on the market. And actually here is Lumin Skin, which is one of my other favorite examples. So they have three different packages, and you can pick one of them based on your main skin type. And each package contains multiple products. I think it's three different creams actually that you can use in your daily skincare routine. But now let's talk about the biggest topic. So how to create these bundles. I think the best start is actually checking out your market. You can go to Amazon, because you know that's the biggest e-commerce company in the world, so they do this very well. You can check out competitors, other Shopify brands, D2C brands, but also Amazon, what they package together, and you can find out typical buying patterns. But if you already have large amount of customer history, you can go to a tool like Triple Whale or Hyros or even Google Analytics, and you can check out typical buying patterns. If somebody buys product A, what is the next product that they typically buy? If somebody buys a razor, they can get discounted blade or even shaving cream. So they can get these together as a bundle. So I would highly recommend for you to install one of these tools and check out those typical buying patterns, because besides Amazon and your competitors, that will be your best navigator to give you ideas for great bundles. Another reason to bundle products together is simply expose your customers and potential customers to new product lines. So this is a bit trickier. It's less based on data when you analyze the typical buying patterns, but still you can expose them to new product line. Basically, it's all about testing, so you will see how this works. But if you really find a great bundle with your new product, then that's a huge opportunity for your business. Another thing to consider is that you want to add a high margin product to your already existing products into your bundle. Why? Because you will increase not only the order value, but also you will increase the margin even more than your actual revenue. So typical examples is when you go to Walmart or let's say Tesco and you go to the checkout and you are just waiting in the queue and you can buy candies or soda, and all of those products, they have super high margin. So basically they sell air before the checkout, and you know, it's very hard to resist to those candies before checking out. The other thing about these is that they are impulse buy. So probably you want to try to push products that is an impulse buy decision for your customers. And I think when we talk about the razor and the blades, it's something like that. It's very easy to drop those blades into the cart because I will need them at some point, so it's just better to get them now. However, on the other end of the spectrum, there are those products which they have not much to do with your already existing product that people they want to buy. And one of my favorite examples is when we work with an automotive company. We bundle together a branded t-shirt with their car accessories product, and basically we just sold those together as a bundle, and actually it was really popular. When it comes to the prices, I would typically add items in a bundle that have a similar price or lower price than the main product. That's an easier choice, high conversion rate. And you can also try freebies. So we had another company where we added this t-shirt for free. Actually, this was a gift, and it increased the conversion rate of the main product. So we just simply wanted to increase the conversion rate and not the average order value. And actually, this extra freebie in the bundle could help us achieve that. So, but the other end of the spectrum, when you want to really focus on your VIP customers, and let's say there is a $100 product and you bundle it together with something for $300, and also the conversion rate will be lower, but you really aim to get those VIP level customers. So that can be another strategy. You really want to test these out and the prices and what kind of bundles you want to create. It also depends on your branding and your positioning. So you really have to consider this. Both of these could work for your bundles. And one of the last things I want to mention here to really think about is seasonality. So especially in apparel fashion, you want to think about this, but you know, there are some wild niches where it's quite important. So think about seasonality as well. When you sell the coat, you can bundle it with a hat, but you know, when it's summer, then maybe you want to bundle the swimsuit with the slippers and not with the hats. But I can see many companies fail at this point. So just really think about seasonality as well. And at the end of the day, you really want to A/B test your bundles. You want to come up with new ideas all the time and constantly A/B test them and see what works the best.
Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show. I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us.